Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 37, Prakashananda Sarasvati, Episode 1, Why Prakashananda Could Not Chant the Holy Name. The great Mayavadi sannyasi named Prakashananda Sarasvati used to teach Vedanta philosophy to a great assembly of followers. A brahmana who saw the wonderful behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once came to Prakashananda Saraswati describing Lord Chaitanya's characteristics. There is a sannyasi who has come from Jagannath Puri, and I cannot describe his wonderful influence and glories. Everything is wonderful about this sannyasi. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has a very well-built and luxuriant body, and his complexion is like that of purified gold. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has arms which extend down to his knees, and his eyes are like the petals of a lotus. In his person are all the transcendental symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when one sees all these features, one takes Sri Krishna Chaitanya to be Narayana himself. For whoever sees Sri Krishna Chaitanya immediately begins to chant the holy name of Krishna. We have heard about the symptoms of a first-class devotee in Srimad Bhagavatam, and all those symptoms are manifest in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His tongue is always chanting the holy name of Krishna, and from his eyes tears incessantly fall like the flowing water of the Ganges. Sometimes Sri Krishna Chaitanya dances, laughs, sings and cries, and sometimes Sri Krishna Chaitanya roars like a lion. His very name, Krishna Chaitanya, is always auspicious for the whole world. Everything about Sri Krishna Chaitanya, his name, form, and qualities, is unparalleled. Simply by seeing Sri Krishna Chaitanya, one understands that he possesses all the characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such characteristics are certainly uncommon. Oh, who will believe it? Prakashananda Sarasvati laughed very much to hear this description. Joking and laughing at the brahmana, Prakashananda Sarasvati began to speak. Yes, I have heard about this Chaitanya. He is a sannyasi from Bengal, but he is very sentimental. I have also heard that this Chaitanya belongs to the Bharati Sampradaya, for he is a disciple of Keshava Bharati. However, this Chaitanya is only a pretender. I know that his name is Chaitanya, and that he is accompanied by many sentimentalists. His followers dance with him, and he tours from country to country and village to village. Whoever sees this Chaitanya accepts him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since this Chaitanya has some mystic power by which he hypnotizes the people, everyone who sees this Chaitanya becomes illusioned. Sarvabhauma Bhatta Acharya was once a very learned scholar, but I have heard that he has also become a madman due to his association with this Chaitanya. This Chaitanya is a sannyasi in name only. Actually, this Chaitanya is a first-class magician. In any case, his sentimentalism cannot be very much in demand here in Kashi. Do not go to see this Chaitanya. You should just continue hearing Vedanta. For if you associate with upstarts, you will be lost in this world and in the next. When the Brahmana heard Prakashananda Sarasvati speak like this about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very much grief-stricken. Chanting the holy name of Krishna, the Brahmana immediately left. However, the mind of the Brahmana had already become purified just by seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Brahmana therefore went to Lord Chaitanya, describing what had taken place before the Mayavadi sannyasi, Prakashananda. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mildly smiled. Then the Brahmana spoke again to Sri Krishna Chaitanya. As soon as I uttered your name, Prakashananda Saraswati immediately confirmed the fact that he knew about you. But while finding fault with you, he uttered your name three times, saying, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. Although he spoke your name three times, he did not utter the name Krishna. Because he uttered your name in contempt, why, I was very much aggrieved. Why could Prakashananda not utter the name Krishna or Hari, although he chanted the name Chaitanya three times? As far as I am concerned, simply by seeing you, I am moved to chant the holy names Krishna, Hari. My dear Brahmana, Mayavadi impersonalists are great offenders unto Lord Krishna. Therefore, they simply utter the words Brahman, Atma, Chaitanya. And because they are offenders unto Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who is identical with His holy name, the holy name Krishna does not manifest in their mouths because they are offenders. Krishna's holy name, His form, and His personality are all one and the same. There is no difference between them. Since all of them are absolute, they are all transcendentally blissful. There is no difference between Krishna's body and Krishna Himself, or between Krishna's name and Krishna Himself. But as far as the conditioned soul is concerned, one's name is definitely different from one's body, from one's original form, and so on. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinitva Nama Namanoho. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. The holy name of Krishna bestows all spiritual benedictions, for the holy name of Krishna is Krishna Himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete, and Krishna's name is the very form of all transcendental mellows. Krishna's name is not a material name under any condition, and it is no less powerful than Krishna Himself. And since Krishna's name is not contaminated by material qualities, there is no question of the holy name of Krishna being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. The holy name of Krishna is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. And this is because the name of Krishna and Krishna Himself are identical. The holy name of Krishna, His body, and His pastimes cannot be understood by the blunt material senses, for they are manifest independently. Krishna's holy name, transcendental qualities, and transcendental pastimes are all equal to Lord Krishna Himself. They are all spiritual and full of bliss. Atak Shri Krishna Namadi na bhaved grahyam indriyai. Sevon muke hit jiva dao, swayam eva spurati adaha. Therefore, material senses cannot appreciate Krishna's holy name, form, qualities, and pastimes. When a conditioned soul is awakened to Krishna consciousness and renders service by using his or her tongue to chant the Lord's holy name and taste the remnants of the Lord's food, the tongue is thus purified, and one gradually comes to understand who Krishna really is. The mellows of Lord Krishna's pastimes, which are full of bliss, attract the jnani from the pleasure of Brahman realization, and thus conquer the jnani. Swasuka nibritta chetas tad vyudastanya bhavo api ajita ruchira lila krishta sarastadiyam vyatanuta kripaya yas tatva deepam puranam tam akila vijanagnam vyasa sunum natosmi. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, the son of Vyasadeva, known as Shukadeva Goswami. It is he who defeats all inauspicious things within this universe. Although in the beginning he was absorbed in the happiness of Brahman realization and was living in a secluded place, giving up all other types of consciousness, Shukadeva became attracted by the most melodious pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami therefore mercifully spoke the supreme Purana known as Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the bright light of the absolute truth and which describes the activities of Lord Sri Krishna. The transcendental qualities of Sri Krishna are completely blissful and relishable. Consequently, Lord Krishna's qualities attract even the minds of self-realized persons from the bliss of self-realization. Atma ramash chamunayo nirgrantha api urukrame kurvanti ahoituki bhaktim itham bhuta guno hari. Those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. The personality of Godhead, Hari, is called Krishna because he has such transcendentally attractive features. And apart from the pastimes of Lord Krishna, when tulsi leaves are offered at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, why, even the aroma of the leaves attracts the minds of self-realized persons. Tasyaravinda nayanasya padaravinda kinjalka misra tulasi makaranda vayu antaragata sva vivarena chakara tesham sangshobam akshara jusham apichitta tanvo. When the breeze carrying the aroma of tulasi leaves and saffron from the lotus feet of the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead entered through the nostrils into the hearts of the four Kumaras, they experienced a change in both body and mind, even though they were attached to the impersonal Brahman understanding. But because the Mayavadis are great offenders and atheistic philosophers, the holy name of Krishna does not come from their mouths. I have come here to sell my emotional ecstatic sentiments in this city of Kashi, but I cannot find any customers. If they are not sold, then I must take them back home. I have brought a heavy load to sell in this city, and to take it back again would be a very difficult job. Therefore, if I get but a fraction of the price, I shall sell it here in this city of Kashi." And after saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that Brahmana as his devotee. The next morning, rising very early, the Lord started for Mathura. The following are purports on this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Seeing the behavior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Maharashtrian Brahman informed Prakashananda Saraswati, the leader of the Mayavadi sannyasis. Prakashananda made various accusations against Lord Chaitanya, and the Maharashtrian Brahman was very sorry about this, and so he brought the news to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inquiring from Lord Chaitanya why the Mayavadi sannyasis did not utter the holy name of Krishna. In reply, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that they were offenders and that one should not associate with Mayavadis. In this way, Lord Chaitanya bestowed his blessings upon the Maharashtrian Brahman. Sripad Prakashananda Saraswati was a Mayavadi sannyasi, and his characteristics have been described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Being an impersonalist, Prakashananda Saraswati used to explain the absolute truth as being without hands, legs, mouths, or eyes. In this way, Prakashananda used to cheat the people by denying the personal form of the Lord. Such a foolish person was this Prakashananda Saraswati, whose only business was to sever the limbs of the Lord by trying to prove that the Lord is impersonal, although the Lord has a form. Prakashananda Saraswati attempted to cut off the hands and legs of the Lord. This is the business of demons. The Vedas state that people who do not accept the Lord's form are rascals. The form of the Lord is factual, for Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, "Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedya." So when Krishna says aham, Krishna says I am, which means I, the person. And Krishna adds the word eva, which is used for conclusive verification. Thus, by studying Vedanta philosophy, one must come to know the Supreme Person. Whoever describes Vedic knowledge as impersonal is a demon. One becomes successful in life by worshipping the form of the Lord. However, Mayavadi sannyasis deny the form of the Lord, which delivers all fallen souls. Indeed, the Mayavadi demons try to cut this form to pieces. The personality of Godhead is worshipped by exalted demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. The original Mayavadi sannyasi, Shankara Acharya, also accepted the fact that the Lord's form is transcendental. Narayana Paro Vyatat. Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is beyond the avyakta, the unmanifest material energy. Avyaktad anda sambhava. This material world is a creation of that unmanifest material energy. However, Narayana has his own eternal form, which is not created by the material energy. Simply by worshipping the form of the Lord, one is purified. However, Mayavadi sannyasis are impersonalist philosophers, and they describe the form of the Lord as Maya or false. So, how can one be purified by worshipping something false? Mayavadi philosophers have no sufficient reason for being impersonalists. They blindly follow a principle which cannot be supported by reason or argument. This was the situation with Prakashananda Sarasvati, the chief Mayavadi sannyasi of Benares. Prakashananda was supposed to teach Vedanta philosophy, but he would not accept the form of the Lord. Therefore, Prakashananda was attacked with leprosy. Nonetheless, Prakashananda Sarasvati continued to commit sins by describing the Absolute Truth as impersonal. The Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, always displays pastimes and activities. But Mayavadi sannyasis claim that these activities are false. Some people falsely claim that Prakashananda Sarasvati later became known as Prabodhananda Sarasvati, but this is not a fact. Prabodhananda Sarasvati was the uncle and spiritual master of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. In his Grihastha life, Prabodhananda Sarasvati was a resident of Sri Ranga Kshetra and belonged to the Vaishnava Ramanuja Sampradaya. So it is a mistake to consider Prakashananda Sarasvati and Prabodhananda Sarasvati to be the same man. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was considered bhavuka or sentimental because Lord Chaitanya was always seen in the bhava stage. That is, Lord Chaitanya always exhibited ecstatic love for Krishna. However, foolish people considered Lord Chaitanya sentimental. In the material world, so-called devotees sometimes exhibit emotional symptoms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love cannot be compared to the imitative emotional exhibitions of pretenders. Such exhibitions do not continue for very long. They are temporary. We actually see that some emotional imitators exhibit certain symptoms, but immediately after their exhibition, they are attracted to smoking and other nonsense things. In the beginning, when Prakashananda Sarasvati heard of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities, Prakashananda Sarasvati considered them to be those of a pretender. Consequently, Prakashananda Sarasvati called Lord Chaitanya Loka Pratarika, a pretender. Mayavadis cannot understand the transcendental symptoms exhibited by the devotee. Therefore, when such symptoms are manifest, the Mayavadis equate them with temporary emotional feelings. However, Prakashananda Sarasvati's statement is still offensive, and consequently, Prakashananda Sarasvati should be considered an atheist or Pashandi. According to Srila Rupa Goswami, since Prakashananda Sarasvati was not engaged in the Lord's devotional service, then his sannyas is to be considered Falgu Vairagya. This means that since Prakashananda Sarasvati did not know how to use things for the Lord's service, his renunciation of the world was artificial. The word uchrinkala, meaning whimsical, is significant. In Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, Lord Krishna himself says, Ya shastra vidhim utsridya vartate kama karata na sa sadhim avapnoti na sukam na parangatim. If one acts whimsically and does not follow the shastric principles, then one will never attain perfection, happiness, or the spiritual world. Prakashananda Sarasvati vilified and blasphemed Lord Chaitanya. words like Brahma, Chaitanya, Atma, Paramatma, Jagadish, Ishwara, Virat, Vibhu, Bhuma, Vishvarupa, and Vyapaka all indicate Krishna, but do so indirectly. However, the chanter of these names is not actually attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and his transcendental pastimes. Of course, one may get a little light from these names, but one cannot understand that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord. One considers the Lord's names to be material due to a poor fund of knowledge. Mayavadi philosophers and the Panchopasakas cannot in the least understand the existence of the spiritual world and the blissful variegatedness found there. They cannot understand the absolute truth and all of its spiritual varieties, the name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the absolute truth. Consequently, they conclude that Krishna's transcendental activities are Maya. To avoid this misconception, one has to directly cultivate knowledge about the holy name of the Lord. Mayavadi philosophers do not know this fact, and therefore they commit great offenses. One should not hear anything about Krishna or devotional service from the mouths of Mayavadi impersonalists. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is herein pointing out to the Maharashtrian Brahmin that Mayavadi philosophers cannot understand that the living entity is equal in quality with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because they do not accept this, the Mayavadis think that the living entity has been falsely divided from the original Brahman due to being conditioned by Maya. Mayavadis believe that the absolute truth is ultimately impersonal. When the incarnation of God or God Himself comes, they think that He is covered by Maya. In other words, Mayavadi impersonalists think that the Lord's form is also a product of this material world. Due to a poor fund of knowledge, the Mayavadis cannot understand that Krishna has no body separate from Himself, for Krishna's body and Krishna Himself are both the same absolute truth. Not having perfect knowledge of Krishna, such impersonalists certainly commit offenses at Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore, they do not utter the name Krishna, which is the original name of the absolute truth. In their impersonal way, they utter the name of impersonal Brahman, or spirit soul. In other words, they indulge in indirect indications of the absolute truth. And even if they happen to utter the names Govinda, Krishna, Madhava, they still cannot understand that these names are as good as the person Govinda, Krishna, or Madhava. Because they are ultimately impersonalists, their uttering of the personal name has no potency. Actually, they do not believe in Krishna, but they consider all these names simply to be material vibrations. Thus, not being able to appreciate the holy name of God, they simply utter indirect names like Brahman, Atma, and Chaitanya. But it is the fact, however, that the name of Krishna and Krishna the person are both spiritual. For everything about Krishna is transcendental, blissful, and objective. At the same time, for the conditioned soul, the body is different from the soul and the name given by the Father is also different from the soul. The conditioned living entity's identification with material objects keeps one from attaining one's actual position. Although he or she is an eternal servant of Krishna, one acts differently. The swarupa, or actual identification of the living entity, is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera swarupa hoy Krishnera nitya dasa. The conditioned soul has forgotten the real activities of his or her original position. However, this is not the case with Krishna. Krishna's name and Krishna's person are identical. There is no such thing as Maya Krishna, because Krishna is not a product of the material creation. There is no difference between Krishna's body and Krishna's soul. Krishna is simultaneously both soul and body. The distinction between body and soul only applies to conditioned souls. The body of the conditioned soul is different from the soul, and the conditioned soul's name is different from one's body. One may be named Mr. John, but if we call for Mr. John may never actually appear. However, if we utter the holy name of Krishna, then Krishna is immediately present on our tongue. In the Padma Purana, Krishna says, Madbhakta jatra gayanti tatra tishthami Narada. O Narada, I am present wherever my devotees are chanting. So when the devotees chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Lord Krishna is immediately present. Since Krishna's transcendental body, name, form, qualities, pastimes, and entourage are all the same absolute truth, then they are as good as Krishna himself, Sachid Ananda Vigraha. But as long as the living entity is conditioned by the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, ignorance, then the objects of one's material senses, namely material form, taste, smell, sound, and touch, will not help one understand spiritual knowledge and bliss. Rather, these are revealed to the pure devotee. One's material name, form, and qualities are certainly different from one another. In the material world, there is no conception of absolute. However, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we find that there is no material difference between Krishna's body and Krishna's names, activities, and entourage. When one understands that he or she belongs not to the material world, but instead belongs to the spiritual world, then one is called liberated. Being situated in that spiritual world is certainly pleasurable. But those who realize the transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes of Lord Krishna enjoy transcendental bliss many more times than one who has simply realized the spirit soul. When one is situated on the platform of actual self-realization, then one can certainly be easily attracted by Krishna and become a servant of the Lord. This is explained in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Shochati Na Kangshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhakting Labhate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes joyful. He or she never laments or desires to have anything. One is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, one attains pure devotional service unto Krishna. When one becomes spiritually realized, or Brahma Bhuta, he or she becomes happy, prasannatma, for one is relieved from all material conceptions. One who has attained this platform is not agitated by material action and reaction. He or she sees everyone on the platform of spirit soul, pandita samadarshinaha. When one is completely realized, he or she can rise to the platform of pure devotional service, mad bhaktin labhate param. When one comes to the platform of bhakti, or devotional service, he or she automatically realizes who Krishna is. As Krishna confirms in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yash chasmi tatvatah tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tad anantaram. One can understand Krishna as he is, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of Krishna by such devotion, then he or she can enter into the kingdom of God. So, it is only on the bhakti platform that one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his transcendental name, form, qualities, pastimes, and entourage. Being thus qualified spiritually, one is thus allowed to enter the spiritual kingdom of God and return home back to Godhead. Vishate tad anantaram. The Chatusana Kumaras immediately offered obeisances unto the Lord simply by seeing the Lord and smelling the aroma of tulasi and saffron from his lotus feet. The Kumaras became devotees and abandoned their long-cherished impersonalism. Thus, the four Kumaras were turned into Vaishnavas simply by smelling the aromatic tulsi mixed with saffron. Those who are actually on the platform of Brahman realization and who have not offended the lotus feet of Krishna can immediately become Vaishnavas simply by smelling the aroma of the Lord's lotus feet. But those who are offenders or demons are never attracted to the Lord's personal feature, even though they may visit the Lord's temple many times. In Vrindavan, we have seen many Mayavadi sannyasis who do not even come to the temple of Govindaji, Gopinath, or Madan Mohan because they think such temples are Maya. Therefore, they are called Mayavadis. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said that the Mayavadis are the greatest offenders because they are constantly blaspheming the Supreme Personality of Godhead by saying that God has no head, no hands, no legs. Mayavadi philosophers remain offenders for many, many births, even though they have partially realized Brahman. However, if such impersonalists are not offenders at the lotus feet of the Lord, then immediately they become devotees in the association of a devotee. In other words, if an impersonalist is not an offender, then he or she can become a devotee if one gets a chance to associate with other devotees. But if one is an offender, then one cannot be converted even by the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya was very much afraid of this Mayavadi offender, and therefore Lord Chaitanya advised the Maharashtrian Brahmin as he did. Recorded January 23 and January 24, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.